It's great to be back. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. I apologize for not posting over the last month, but it was really a marathon with all the chagim and the festivals. One thing, so many activities. Bina was just on steroids with all the different things that we did. And seriously, there just wasn't time to stop and make a Jewish meditation video. But we're back, and I'm really happy about that. And hopefully, coming up to the new year, experiencing the new year, we'll try and make it more consistent, do it weekly like we did before. And today I want to share with you an idea that actually comes from the parasha of the week, the weekly portion. Because we're reading now, this week, we're going to be reading about Abraham, our father, the foundation of the Jewish nation, Abraham and Sarah. The first one to really introduce monotheism into the world, to rediscover monotheism and to publicize the oneness of God. And he gives birth to the nation. But the story of Abraham begins with Abraham going to Israel, passing the various tests that God had given him, but also the fact that Abraham and Sarah were barren. They did not have children. And they were getting older. And the Torah tells us that God says to Abraham one day, go outside. He takes him outside. There's a big emphasis that he takes him outside the tent. And he tells him, look at the stars and see how many there are, and it's impossible to count. Ko yiyeh zar'echa. This is how your children are going to be. So many. Eternal. Abundance. And the great commentator from the 12th century, Rashi, comments, and he says the following, why was God taking him outside? I mean, on a simple level, obviously, was to see the stars, and you can't see them indoors. But there was something deeper about going outside. And Rashi tells us that Abraham was a great astrologer. And he was a great interpreter of the zodiac and the signs and the planets and so on. And he saw that the destiny that he was supposed to experience was not to have children. And therefore, it perplexed him that God was promising him a child and promising him descendants, and he'll have many descendants. But he knew that what he saw in the signs of the stars, that he was not destined to have children. So God says to him, come outside. Go beyond your astrology. Astrology is all within the context of the natural cycle of the world. But transcend that. Go beyond that. That's limiting. God says to him, you are about to give birth to a nation that will be miraculous. And a nation that in 2025, by all statistical scientific methodology, we shouldn't be here, given the persecution and pogroms and threats and ups and downs that we have gone through over the last thousands of years. And we are still here. We are strong. We are back in the land of Israel. We are booming. And still being challenged, as we know. But we are booming. And God says to him, go beyond your astrology. Lift yourself up beyond Teva, beyond nature, as it's called. Yes, of course, there's the natural cycle of the world. And that's why God created the world, to conform with some sort of natural routine. But there's also that connection to that which transcends nature. And the Jewish people as a whole are not bound by the normal rules of nature. We are still here, even though statistically we shouldn't be here. And that comes right from the very beginning of the birth of the nation, when Abraham and Sarah want to have a child and they can't. And in fact, it's now discovered that in the astrological interpretation, they will not be able to have children. And yet God says, go outside. Don't put yourself in the box. Don't limit yourself by what you see in the natural routine. You will have a child, not only a child, but the child will continue on and will be in abundance like the stars. And thinking about this, we need to understand this, not just about the nation, but it's about each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have a soul, a godly soul. In Kabbalah, we learn that soul is inherited from Abraham Avinu, Abraham. Abraham was the first one to pass on that spark, that soul, that godly energy, that godly infusion to all of his descendants. And therefore, it's not just the nation as a whole that has the ability to transcend nature. The individual has the ability to transcend nature. We in our life, often we want to grow in whatever it might be. It might be in our relationships, and it might be in our spirituality, and it might be in whatever way it is. And we sort of block ourselves and we say, I'm not sure I can do this. I don't think I have the talent for this. I don't think I have the strength for this. I'm not sure I have the grit for this. And the calling of God to us is go outside. Don't limit yourself. You have a soul. At the core of your soul is an infinite spark of God. There's an infusion of godliness at the core of your soul. God is infinite. And of course, we are people. We are not infinite, but we have an infusion of infinity, which gives us an amazing ability to go beyond our potential. We should never say, I'm too old. I'm too used to this. I'm a creature of habit. I don't know how to overcome this particular weakness of mine that's affecting my relationships. I don't know how to embrace a new mitzvah because I'm just not used to it. It's not me. I've never done it. Let's go outside. Go beyond ourselves. And let's just take a few minutes and think about this. Let's understand the layers of the human being. But we need to notice. We need to look. We need to become aware. So for a moment, just turn your attention to your breathing. Just notice. Notice every breath, inhaling and exhaling. Don't let your mind wander or try not to. Focus, breathing in. Be aware and feel the breath coming out. If you're sitting down, try to feel where you're sitting. Feel the surface upon which you're sitting on. Is it hard? Is it soft? For feet on the ground, try to feel the sensation. Just become aware. Notice. And if you're in the process of noticing, just try for a moment just to feel and become conscious of all different parts of your body, your head. Think about your nose, your ears, your mouth, your arms, your legs, your abdomen. Just think about them, notice them, feel them. And then understand that's your superficial, your external. An important part of the human experience is the way we express ourselves. We touch with our hands. We see with our eyes. We smell with our nose. But it's an exterior. There's something deeper. The soul. The neshama. Expressed in every breath. Your body is a temple of the soul. It's just an expression of the soul. It's a place where the soul can express itself. So it's less tangible, but think about your soul. Think about something deeper. Think about your feelings, your intellect, something more metaphysical. And think about the Kabbalistic layers of the soul. Your behavior, your feelings, your intellect, your subconscious. Connect deeper than the body. Breathe in deeply and express your soul. Think about who you really are, your values, your spirituality, your godliness. And then think about the essence of the soul, the fifth layer. The spark of purity, the spark of godliness. It's that infusion of infinity. It's your connection to that which is higher than nature. Connection to transcendence. Where you can lift yourself up. Soar high. Grow. go beyond your perceived limitations. Infinite potential. Try to think about something that you want to do, something in your relationship, something spiritual that you'd like to do, but you think you lack the ability. Think about the essence of your being, the spark of infinity, the godly spark. You could do it. You could try. You can take the next step. And I think we need to remember every time in our life we think we should do something, but we think we can't. Stop, close your eyes, and think about your depth. Think about your infinite potential. Think about your infinite soul. And take the first step. Have a wonderful day.